This is Fresh Fire, a God's Spirit House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, May 1st. God's word for you today is right choices. Our scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk 2, verse 3. And it says, "Put it in writing, because it is not yet time for it to come true. But the time is coming quickly, and what I show you will come true. It may seem slow in coming, but wait for it. It will certainly take place, and it will not be delayed." A vision always has three parts, and we see it in today's anchor scripture. A vision always has a what. However, the problem is when people see what, they begin to run, and that is why they fail. After the what, you need to know the how. But as soon as some people have the what and the how, they begin to run. No, this is another major reason why people fail. After the what and how, then you need to know when. It is after you know the what, how, and when that you can begin to run. God is God, and we are not. So sometimes we struggle. You cannot scatter God's plans. You can only replace yourself. God's plan will come to pass. It is an honor and a privilege to be a part of His plan. God's plans will always, always come to pass. To get the best out of life and to get the best out of this decade of destiny, you need three things. The first is discernment. You need discernment to know which doors to walk through and which doors not to walk through. Knowing which door to walk past will change your life. Philippians 1 verse 9 to 10 says, "And I pray this, that your love will keep on growing in knowledge and every kind of discernment." How to make the right choices. When you develop in discernment, you can live your best life. And it is because you know which doors to go through and which doors not to go through. You can make mistakes here and there, but you are sincere. God will redirect your path. Having discernment does not mean you are perfect in your decisions. That is why God is God and we are not. The second thing you need to have your best life now is courage. Courage to walk through the right door. It is not enough to know the doors to walk through. You must have the courage to do it. And courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is actually doing the right thing even though you are afraid. It takes courage to ask for forgiveness. Do you know that? There are many people reading this even now who needs to ask someone for forgiveness. It takes courage. I pray that you will walk through that door of forgiveness and ask for forgiveness. Some need to ask for forgiveness to get to the next level. The door between you and your next level is for you to ask for forgiveness, and it takes courage. It takes courage to offer forgiveness. For some, you need to offer forgiveness. Sometimes, when people hurt us, we do not want to forgive them, not knowing that we are keeping ourselves in bondage. We need to offer them forgiveness, and it takes courage to offer forgiveness. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, fill me with discernment and courage in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.